Call the May 10th Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing will be the agenda. Mr. Baker?
Yes, we have several suggested changes. First, under Michael Izzo, Greenwood Library Feasibility Study. We'd like to bring that back either next week or the week after.
Okay.
And then executive session, we don't really have a need for that.
Okay.
Today.
All right. So we're striking executive session, possible action on executive session, and we're striking the Greenwood Library Feasibility Study.
Okay. Thank you.
We'll take a motion to approve the amended agenda.
Second.
Have a motion second to approve the amended agenda. Any question on the motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. In our packets, we had the minutes of May 3rd. Any corrections or changes to those? Hearing none, stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt?
Yes, I have two letters. One is from the BB Medical Foundation, dated May 5th, 2011, to the Honorable Joan R. Deaver. Dear Councilwoman Deaver, thank you for the generous grant from the Sussex County Council in the amount of $2,000 received on April 27, 2011. Your grant, made in memory of Dakota C. McClam, will help purchase an iStat system to improve the care of pediatric patients at BB Medical Center. The cost of the iStat system is $7,500. To date, friends and family of Dakota McClam have contributed $5,375, and $2,125 is still needed. The advanced handheld iStat system or test system enables bedside blood analysis that delivers results in minutes, eliminating having to take samples to a remote lab. Diagnostic blood analysis at the bedside will provide physicians and nurses in the nursery at BB Medical Center with the information they need to make treatment decisions sooner, which can lead to enhanced quality of care. Thank you and Sussex County Council for your philanthropic support. Sincerely, Alex A. Sindor, Executive Director. The second is another letter from BB Medical Center, dated May 6, 2011, again to the Honorable Joan R. Deaver. Dear Councilwoman Deaver, thank you for the grant from the Sussex County Council in the amount of $500 received on April 29, 2011 for the BB Medical Foundation's 22nd annual Best of the Beach Art Auction. The proceeds from this year's event will benefit the Tunnel Cancer Center through the purchase of a second radiation therapy system, the Varian Trilogy Linear Accelerator. Our current radiation therapy system is at capacity. Expanding these services will provide our patients greater convenience when scheduling their treatments. The new linear accelerator's technology also provides additional radiation treatment options. BB's goal is to continually improve and expand the medical services we deliver to our patients. The new system will allow the Tunnel Cancer Center to meet the community's growing needs for cancer treatment. We appreciate your generous support of this important fundraising event. Sincerely, Alex A. Sindor, Executive Director. And that's all the correspondence.
Thank you.
Anybody from council have anything? Mr. Baker.
Yes, the first item is recognition of employee of the second quarter, and we're pleased to announce that Mr. Brian Vickers has been elected by, there he is, has been elected by his fellow employees to be the employee of the second quarter. And Brian has served the county since May 1st, 2006 as a PC technician. He's been with the county 5 years. He's well-liked by his fellow employees. He was nominated by Kathy Pepper in Recorder Deeds office, who notes that he spends a lot of time helping with computer issues and errors. Mm-hmm. When called, he is here in a matter of minutes to get us back up and running again. He is extremely knowledgeable, cooperative, considerate, and understanding. He exhibits the skills necessary to accomplish his job and readily accepts any and all tasks asked of him, takes the extra steps to complete any job or assignment required of him. He willingly shares his knowledge and expertise with his coworkers, takes the extra time to help them, and goes through it step by step, and he's always willing to stay to complete outstanding issues in the Recorder Deeds Office as well as any other offices here in the building. And I know we certainly want to wish to congratulate him, and I have a proclamation. A tribute, be it hereby known to all, that the Sussex County Council commends Brian Vickers, Sussex County Employee of the Quarter, Second Quarter 2011. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks, congratulations, and directs this tribute to be presented to Brian Vickers on the 10th day of May.
Come forward, Mr. Brian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Step right
out there. There you go. Pictures. Congratulations. Thank you for all you do for the county. We appreciate your work. A little photo op here for you.
Paparazzi.
Too much evidence. Shy, too. We've got more coming. Here we go. Thank you very much. In fact, there's a place you can put one of these pictures in there.
So. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The next item is a proclamation proclaiming the month of May as Community Action Month. And with us today, we have Ms. Bernice Edwards. And I don't know if you'd like to come up, Bernice, and I'll go ahead and read the proclamation. Proclamation proclaiming the month of May as Community Action Month. Whereas community action agencies were created when the Economic Opportunity Act of 1964 was signed into law, and whereas First State Community Action Agency has more than a 47-year history of promoting self-sufficiency for the limited income, whereas First State Community Action Agency has made an essential contribution to individuals and families in Sussex County and the state of Delaware by providing them with innovative and cost-effective programs, and whereas welfare reform in Delaware has benefited from the state's partnership with First State Community Action Agency, and whereas the limited income continue to need opportunities to improve their lives and their living conditions, thus ensuring that all citizens are able to live in dignity, and whereas Delaware and the entire United States must continue to wage war on poverty by providing support and opportunities for all citizens in need of assistance. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the month of May as Community Action Month in Sussex County in recognition of First State Community Action Agency's hard work and dedication to the residents of Sussex County and the state of Delaware. And we certainly do appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is up there. Pictures. There you go, huh?
My son-in-law repairs your car injuries.
Sure you can.
Cost you another quarter.
Thank you very, very much for all you do.
Thank you.
And we have one last proclamation, and this is a special proclamation to honor the late Charles W. Futcher Sr. And with us today, we're honored to have his daughter and granddaughter. And if they'd like to come on up to the podium, and I'll read the proclamation.
Okay.
Whereas the Sussex County Council wishes to recognize Delawareans for their contributions to the state and to Sussex County, and whereas Charles W. Futcher was a Sussex County native born and raised in Lewis, Delaware, who as an adult went on to serve his hometown as one of three Lewis police officers in the 1930s. And whereas Charles W. Futcher, as a 10-year veteran of the Lewis Police Department and a Sussex County Constable, represented established law and order within his community, whereas Charles W. Futcher, while in the line of duty, was mortally injured in a crash as he pursued a suspect vehicle on Savannah Road in Lewis on August 13, 1939. And whereas Charles W. Futcher was the first police officer from Lewis and Sussex County to suffer a line of duty death, and whereas Charles W. Futcher has since been enshrined in the Delaware Law Enforcement Memorial, attended by Vice President Joseph R. Biden Jr. on May 3, 2010, and whereas Charles W. Futcher will be enshrined in the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. on May 13, 2011, in recognition of a sacrifice to the people of Lewis, Delaware, and Sussex County. And whereas Charles W. Futcher's sacrifice will forever live on in these memorials, as well as within the hearts and memories of a grateful community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council recognizes the late patrolman Charles W. Futcher on the occasion of his enshrinement in National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, and proclaims Friday, May 13th, as a day for all Sussex County residents to honor his service and his sacrifice to the people of Lewis and Sussex County. And I also have one other letter I'd like to read, if you could give me a minute. This is a letter from Representative John Carney. I was asked to read. Dear Ms. Futcher, I'm writing to express the sincere gratitude and respect I have for your father, Patrolman Charles Wilson Futcher, Sr., on the occasion of today's memorial service. For too long, Officer Futcher's sacrifice to protect and preserve the rights of Delawareans was overlooked. Thanks to the diligent work of Sergeant Bruce Ritter and the Lewis Police Department, your father's dedication and selflessness towards performing his duties will live on for future generations. The death of an officer shakes the entire community. It is a heartbreaking reminder of sacrifices made by our brave men and women every day to selflessly protect our lives with their own. Delawareans owe your father a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I am very thankful that Officer Futcher is receiving the recognition that he so richly deserves, and that his heroic actions and sacrifice will be remembered for generations to come. Please accept my warmest regards on the special days. My thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. Representative John Carney.
Wonderful. Yes, that's lovely. Okay, now what? You want to get over in the middle?
You want me to turn this around?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Push us together.
You're the first house I went to when I was going door to door.
That's right. It's not funny. It's just,
I don't know.
Here we go.
Sam must think his ears are way up there. Before he puts his glasses on.
And Hal's related.
Could we? Could we pull that over in the middle?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Could we have it with
yeah.
I couldn't get it
clear.
Joe Conaway and Stiffles and Kramer. There's a duo, a trio. I mean,
this is the best part of my job.
Thank you so much.
June also helped and worked with Chip Guy for a number of months as an intern while she was attending classes at Del Tech.
Chip Guy deserves a lot of credit.
The next item we have is a proposal from regarding an emergency response center, and we have with us today Mr. Bob Ruggio, who's from the Commonwealth Group, and they have worked on the King Farm, and would like to explain his proposal, and he has reviewed this with the Sussex Economic Development Action Committee.
First, let me say thanks to, I've asked Dave Baker and members of council to let me come and talk a little bit today about a project that is dear, at least to the hearts here in Sussex County that I've worked with over the last almost 9 to 12 months. But if you will just bear with me for just 5 minutes, I want to give you a little background. About 9, 10 months ago, I was having lunch with General Hugh Broomall, who heads up the Air National Guard in Delaware here and has now moved on to a national position as Major General. And he said, Bob, you know, you and I live in Bethany, and I want to start using and look at Georgetown, Delaware as a focal point of my activities here in Sussex County. And I said, well, great, General, what do you want me to do? And he said, well, I hear you're very active down there with the airport. And, of course, we are. We're developing the King Farm, and we are very active in the area. And he said, well, I hear about this CDAC group that you're a member of and sit on the board of. And he said, and I said, well, what do you want out of the airport? And he said, well, we want to recruit the men and women of Sussex County to for joining the Air Guard. And we have a hard time doing that because they have a reluctance to move to the northern county to spend time on weekends. And he said, that would be great if we could use the airport as a focal point of our recruitment. And also, at the same time, in the workshops, we were working with Del Tech on several training programs for the Guard. And we've started some of those. Thanks to those initial meetings about over 9, 10, 12 months ago, we have now, Del Tech has an airframe school, which has been very successful and has started down here. We have one that's a motor school that's now looked at and being set up. And we started something that the Guard wanted, and that is they need nurses for their aircraft and for their responsibility. And that's a very hard recruitment effort for the National Guard. So Del Tech has a very intense nursing program. I can honestly say now that due to those work sessions and our getting together with Del Tech, we now have a program that's being put together with the graduates coming out of Del Tech that they can join the Guard. They can participate in the program, and when they graduate, then they will not only be nurses, but they will also be members of the Guard and will be in active programs right out of Sussex County here. So it became a real kind of working partnership. We then took that working relationship to emergency management, had some meetings with the Air Guard and Joe Thomas, and we said, you know, could there be a use for a emergency response type building for recovery here in Sussex County? Is there a need? And then he gave us an overview of emergency management, a little bit of an education, because that's not our field. And we found out, and I think Joe is here today, he can maybe give a little more definition to what I might say, but I think Sussex County is ranked third in the country by a federal study that was done, that if a storm were to hit here, a major storm, this would be the third worst place in the country to be because of the devastation that would come from a major storm that could hit our shores. So that kind of prompted the start of our project. So here we are 9 months later. We have met with most of the community. We've met with the Chambers of Commerce. We've met with the Board of Realtors, the House of Representatives, the Senate. We went and met with all of the hospitals, only to find out that there was a need for a facility of this type. And this facility, what its purpose would be to store and have materials there that could respond if and when a major storm would hit. Now, that's kind of an open discussion, because the last big storm that hit here was back in, I guess, in 62, and everybody remembers the big Northeaster that hit our shores. But there's no doubt about it that, you know, everyone that you listen to in emergency management say that this a storm will hit here. When, no one knows, it could hit. Well, it's a matter of preparation. So we've had discussions with FEMA, we've had discussions with Red Cross, we've had some discussions with State Health. We are about to meet with the governor this coming week, and I'm here today just to look for support. Now, we're still putting the project together. I gave you a book that gave you an overview of the project. I even gave you a budget of what this project would cost. The hardest part about this project is the funding. There's several ways we could fund it. We looked at possibly CDAC doing it through a USDA a funding program of theirs, raising a portion of the money and then financing it through tenants and looking to the council maybe to just be a tenant in the building. And maybe the state being attended, could be FEMA, could be Homeland Security. The other way we approached it is to maybe look to the state, look to the governor, and ask him to whether he would support funding-wise part of this structure. And we're going to do that this week. I think the meeting's set up for Friday. So my thrust today is to ask the county for support here to continue to build this project and to support it. I think the community has put its arm around it based on all the meetings we've had. The Air Guard has been almost at every meeting we've attended. Emergency management has attended quite a few of them. Again, like I said, Joe Thomas is here, can comment on that. And we'd like to be able to go to the governor this week and say, at least support-wise, that Sussex would like to see a facility of this type in this county. There is not a facility of this type in this area. FEMA does have facilities similar that are located in the Baltimore and the Philadelphia regions that would supply this area if we were to get hit by a national disaster. The intent of this building is to have this building supplied here and now so that if a storm were to hit, we would be able to respond to it and be able to assist in the recovery from this building being the base of operations. So the Air Guard is still very active promoting this with us and its programs. Like I said, we're doing this Dell Tech graduate program as we speak. I'd like to see if we could get support from the County Council to at least continue to move forward, especially when we're about to see the governor and be able to say to him that we would like to see a building of this type down in Sussex County, in this particular area at the airport, which we identified as the driver for economic development. By the way, this project is 150 jobs if we were to build it, and probably about 10 permanent jobs, which that'll be the first thing the governor will ask. So with that, I'd be glad to ask any questions. There are a few people here in support, and again, I'd ask any questions.
Any questions, comments from council?
No, I mean, do the other people want to say anything?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. Get them up. Maybe they'll trigger
okay.
Something.
Okay. You know what I mean? I thank you very much, and I'll be here to answer any questions.
Certainly. Anyone else care to speak about this proposal project? Mr. Thomas, you have any? Please step forward, Mr. Thomas.
Yeah. Good morning.
Morning,
sir.
I'd like to clarify a couple statements Mr. Ruggio made. The federal study that he's referencing was done a little over 10 years ago. And what it did was it looked at different regions in the United States and how difficult they would be to evacuate. Out of the regions, the number one toughest region to evacuate is New York City. The number two toughest region is New Orleans, which we saw what happened in Katrina. And the Delmarva Peninsula was identified as the third worst region in the country to evacuate. So that's where that statement came from. The other statement I want to clarify is that at the meetings that I've attended, and Mr. Ruggio kind of made mention of that, and I've talked to Mr. Baker offline, the position that I've took is, would a facility of that nature be beneficial in the event of a major disaster? Absolutely. We could use it as a staging area for supplies and logistics for getting stuff to the area. But history tells us that how many times will we actually use that facility for something like that. So as far as emergency management standpoint is concerned, yes, it would be beneficial in the event of a major disaster, but how many times will we actually use it? Mm-hmm. And that's what I mentioned to Mr. Baker, and that's what we discussed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Now, is there going to be a formal proposal somewhere, or is it just, I mean, what you said there's a proposal. What was the proposal? I missed it.
If you would come back up.
Come back up. Yeah, I just, yeah. Just unless I missed it, I heard, you know, heard the history and everything else, and know what you want to do, but what the proposal is.
The only question today to council is, would the council support a facility of this type to be located here in Sussex County at the Georgetown Airport?
How do you define support?
What kind of support?
Basically, the governor wants to know, does Sussex County or would Sussex County like to see a facility like this that would support, in the case of a storm or major storm, the residents of this county, and would they like it here? And we have projected it for the airport in particular because of the Air Guard being here.
Well, since we, yeah, go ahead.
Got to stop beating around the bush. Is it going to cost us anything?
It might. it might. The current building is designed at about 65,000 square feet. That's not tied down. We had to estimate and had to project a particular project here. We have, I think, attached in your packages, I gave you a performance that was done by a group of us at a CDEC. We estimated the cost of the building and the ground, and the building is designed under FEMA specs. But if it's going to house materials, it'd have to have specifications that would meet their qualifications. So we did that. So let's say that I think the package you have shows that this building is about $8 million. We initially looked at it as raising, CDAC raising some money and then just leasing the building out, county being maybe just a tenant, along with maybe state and FEMA. The second approach we took is going to the governor, asking him to support the project. And we're looking to see if he would contribute maybe 50% of it. The other 50 could be the county. The county could look at it, I guess, in different ways, how they could either get a grant or do a grant and loan for the building. So we're looking at the financing options right now for this structure. But the structure as it sits has been preliminary designed under those specifications, and that is the budget that you hold in your packages mm-hmm. at this time. Again, the intent in front of the governor, he's going to ask, does Sussex County, would they like this project? Do they want to support this project? I mean, if I'm going to step forward, I'm sure he's going to ask that question the first thing we do. He's going to ask how many jobs I'm going to develop here, and but he's going to ask me, does Sussex County want this project?
Okay. Of that $8 million, how much will Sussex County be expected to contribute in order to reach this threshold of support?
Well, I think
50%.
How much? Well, 50%. Possibly be. You know, I'm going to ask, the governor's going to ask, like, what do you want from me? And I would tentatively say that we're looking for maybe a 50-50. And then we would look to maybe try to help raise some grant money for the county to offset your 50%. So we still have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of issues to be kind of worked through. Mm-hmm. The first things first, we need to make sure that the governor hears that a project like this would be good for Sussex County, and you'd like to see it here. The second is, how do we fund it?
I also, like Joe alluded to things about maybe need, and I think the county would have to have that kind of conversation is for us to, you know, jump in on board on a proposal that could cost us maybe $4 million. You know, we need to talk about need and stuff like that. So, I mean, I just mm-hmm. think there needs to be, I guess, Joe maybe put together a couple people and at our level and look at, as they feed you information, you know, kind of disseminate it to us and then come up with some kind of conclusion, whether you think it's viable, and then put it in front of us.
Mm-hmm. How wide of an area is it going to serve?
Well, it's geared to serve Sussex County, period.
Not the peninsula. Not the Delmarva Peninsula, just Sussex County.
Just Sussex County. Mm-hmm. And it.
They already got a base at Wilmington, right?
What's that?
They've already got an air base at Wilmington.
Well, they have an air base in Wilmington. What they don't have, and by the way, they have watched us put this project together here in Sussex County, and we've already been asked by Newcastle County to meet with them, not today, but at a future date, to talk about maybe mimicking this facility, maybe one north. But the Sussex County facility was earmarked for the airport, primarily started with the Air Guard asking for certain things and saying, Bob, could you help? And I do a lot of support work for the Guard, but and I said, well, let me see what we can do and let's put something together. And CDAC kind of jumped on top of that and said, you know what? We were put together for economic development and community active programs. So let's help you do this. So we did.
So the Guard would be a permanent presence out here. They would. I mean,
not so much permanent as monthly. The Air Guard would be there every month, and they would work out of the structure to pick up recruits, use it for some office training or for some training purposes. Have a kitchen there to back them up in a way in storms. And use it as their kind of orientation point in the county where they would work from. They even looked at the type of aircraft they would bring in in a storm, whether it be a C-130 or a more of a commercial transport for patients. We had those discussions with BB Hospital. We had them with Nanticoke. They asked for some space in the building. They said, could we get some space in the building to do some triage work? We bring our patients in an evacuation back. We need to somehow get them ready for transport. We can't be driving them all the way to Newcastle County. Could we have a piece of this building earmarked for medical? And we said, absolutely. I mean, we're designing it as we speak. So we had very good meetings with both BB and Nanticoke on those issues.
Okay. And, yeah, I mean, it's something I don't think we want to discard out of hand or anything, but it is intriguing, and I think it's something that maybe see how we could fit and
I appreciate that.
Move along with it. I don't have any problem with that.
And like I said, our meeting with the governor is Friday.
I'm sort of glad you asked that question, because I was impressed in sort of that instead of guys that wanted to enlist in the National Guard would not have to drive to Wilmington, but could.
No, this is Air Guard. It's
Air Guard.
Air Guard, not National. National Guard's already has a presence in Sussex County. It's the Air Guard, and it's not.
Talk about the Air National Guard.
Air National Guard.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, Air National Guard.
Yeah. I assume instead of them riding clear to Wilmington, we had the other half come down on this end and serve here at Georgetown, but evidently that's not what your policy. What
no, they actually said they would pick up, if they had they start their training program here. They would bring in a C-130, let's say on a monthly basis, however their drills are. They would pick up their group here, do some training, then fly them out, fly them back in, maybe leave on a Friday night, come back on a Sunday, and that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to kind of beef up their recruitment for young recruits, and that's why they like the program with Del Tech.
I wasn't referring where they're going to go. I'm talking about instead of driving clear to Wilmington to go to the armory or whatever they want to call it, the air hangar, they can meet down here just like they would up there. It'd just be another separate organization.
Yes, right. So, again, the Air Guard, started out with a brief discussion. It turned out to be a program.
My understanding, there's only one location, right, for the Air Guard.
Yes.
As opposed to the National Guard, which has locations.
They have their own.
State,
yeah,
right, the right. So the Air Guard currently has
Newcastle Airport.
Historically been there.
Newcastle Airport.
And this could bring a presence to Sussex County. I think that would be positive, very positive. Yeah, so I mean, I like that part of the.
Yeah, and they're very active. They've been very active with us studying the airport. The current extension is being looked at by a group of us pilots right now to see what kind of planes could be brought in. How they would use the airport, but the current fleet, the air fleet right now is in Afghanistan. There's one plane here now, so I don't know how they move their planes around, but anyhow.
Yeah, I'd like to know. I didn't know we were number three at risk, and I'd like to consider it. Very important.
So.
Well, I think if I am correct, Mr. Thomas said that the ranking of number three was in the difficulty of evacuation from the Delmar Peninsula.
Yeah, the entire peninsula as a region is the third most difficult area in the country to evacuate.
To evacuate, correct.
New York City, New Orleans, and then us.
Not that we're number three for a storm to hit, but number three for evacuation, if and when there was a storm.
Yes.
Okay.
Just because of bridges, we got a few bridges, that's it.
Anything else from council?
Yes.
It's
interesting.
It sounds like there certainly needs to be more conversation.
Yeah.
So I certainly think the council is not opposed to the idea.
Okay.
Although I don't think there's any intention to commit any dollars to it.
That's
at
fine.
This point.
That's fine. If I could ask the council to, if I could just have that support, Dave would give me that support so I could, when we meet with the governor, I can make that statement that a facility like this type would be, would have the support of Sussex County.
We could make a motion maybe that we support the concept at this point. Does that seem?
That's fine if you want to make a motion.
At this stage, I mean, I could easily say that.
The concept.
It's all right.
Just to kind of, I mean, we're not committing anything, but the concept is good. I think there is some value to it. So I'll make a motion that we support the concept.
Have a motion, Councilman Cole, and a second.
I'll second it.
Councilman Deaver. To support the concept only at this point in time.
Fine.
Without much further discussion.
That's something to go to the governor with.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Wilson.
Do you have any commitment from the federal government putting any money in this?
Not yet. We've had discussions with both Senator Carper's office, Senator Coons' office. We started with Senator Carney. We'll continue those just like I said, if we could find out from the state how much they would commit, we would then go as part of the team and go to the Senate or the congressional office and say, can we get any additional grant money for the facility? We would do that.
I know I read and understand that the federal government is trying to cut back on bases, so I don't know how they would buy the end of this.
Well, this is such a crucial topic because of what's happening around the world and what just happened in Atlanta or Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency preparation, recovery facilities is very much needed, and we're in a crucial area here because we're a coastal town community, county. So I appreciate all your help.
Any questions? Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Good luck. Thank you
very much.
Thank you. Mr. Baker?
The next item is the administrator's report, and we have several items. The County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities will be meeting on May 16th at 10 o'clock at the Delaware Hospice Center in Milford. They will hear a report from Mr. William Love, Director of Delaware Division of Services for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. 911 Awareness Day, this week, Thursday, May 12th, a 911 Awareness Day program will occur. Representatives from the Delaware State Police, Georgetown Fire Company, Sussex County Paramedics, Delaware Electric Co-op, State Fire School, DEMA, DENREC, and, of course, the County EOC will provide a program for the public from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the county's EOC, Emergency Operations Center. Normally, there are 700 to 800 people in attendance with many Sussex County students. We wish to thank in advance Domino's Pizza, McDonald's, and Edie's Ice Cream for providing food for lunch. Next, Sussex County LEPC Local Emergency Planning Committee meeting, May 12th. The County LEPC Committee will meet on May 12th at 10 o'clock at the DENREC office in Lewis. West Complex office change. As we previously discussed with the County Council, the Information Systems Department and the Addressing Department have moved to the third floor of the West Complex on Route 113 in Georgetown. An employee from the Information Systems Department will continue to work from this building on a regular basis to handle various network and computer issues that arise. Delaware Solid Waste Authority report. We are pleased to report that during the quarter ending March 31st, a total of 55,546 pounds of recycled material was received at the West Complex parking lot recycling location. Citizens Corps training. The Sussex County Citizens Corps Council and the County Emergency Operations Center will host a two-day training session May 13th and 14th for residents interested in joining the county's Community Emergency Response Team. The sessions will be held from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, May 13th, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday the 14th at the county's EOC. The goal is to train volunteers to help respond during major disaster events. Mr. Joe Thomas, Director of the EOC, and Mr. Carl Davis, a county paramedic, will oversee the training program. And then federal grant award for corridor management plan. We are pleased to announce that Sussex County will be awarded a federal grant for the Western Sussex Byway for approximately $78,000 to develop a corridor management plan. The plan will outline the historic and cultural landmarks on the roads from Seaford to Bethel to Laurel. We wish to thank and congratulate the Byway Committee for their efforts in obtaining this grant, which was the only one awarded in Delaware this year. Yeah. And then we regret to inform you that Mr. George Robinson passed away on Tuesday, May 3rd. Mr. Robinson worked for the county from February 1978 to April 15, 2000. He worked as a pump station technician at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. We wish to express our sincere condolences to Mr. Robinson's family and friends. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.